Today is Friday, June 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I am so tired. Super tired. So, yesterday evening, we did more packing. I don't even remember what we did at this point, but we did more. I packed during all day during the day, and then Mark did some packing after he finished work. And just random stuff. You know, I don't even remember what it was that we did, but we packed and I watched TV. I've been watching this show called, now I'm not going to remember what it's called. It's a show on Netflix about, it's takes place in Alaska. And I'm Googling it right now. When the Wilderness is what it's called. Good. I was able to Google. And it's so funny because first of all, these are all British couples. They're all straight couples, and they're like six couples, and they fly them to Alaska. And there's this old married couple who the guy back in the 80s walked, I don't know, 15 miles into the wilderness in central Alaska. And he, what is it called? Claimed some land. He claimed a settlement. He claimed, I guess in Alaska, I don't know if you can still do this. Tim in Alaska could correct me. But I know at one point you could claim unclaimed land and you have to like live there for a certain amount of time, improve the land. Like there are all these rules, but basically, for free, because there's so much land in Alaska, you could just walk out into the wilderness and say, this is mine. And then it becomes yours after, I don't know, it's called homesteading or something. I don't know. I'm just saying a bunch of words that I don't know what they mean. So Mark and I say I've been watching because it's been a background show, but I think I've been paying more attention than Mark has. Anyway, so I mean, kind of while we've been packing and stuff, because we're TV watchers, I've always been like when I was younger and I would be doing homework, I would always watch TV while I was doing homework. I've just always been a TV watcher. So instead of listening to music or something like that, I would always have TV on. So anyway, we've had this on and a couple of things. It's a reality show. It's like it's a competition. But it's really strange because what they'll do is they have this like wilderness guide that's there with them. And this older couple, they're giving away their homestead. They moved there, or like the guy walked into the wilderness in the 80s. He and his wife have been there for 30 years. They built this huge log house. I mean, two-story, massive roof. This amazing thing that you would think you would need all this construction equipment and all this. And I don't know, maybe they did have that, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like they have their own airstrip for their house. And again, it's Alaska. Maybe this is common. I don't know. But now they must be in their late 70s, early 80s, and they want to move away and have it, you know, they're basically getting too old to take care of themselves. And so they're giving this away. I don't know if they're giving it away or they didn't really specify. I don't know whether you're like competing for the chance to buy it from them or they're literally giving it. I'm not really sure. But the competition is very strange because there are no set points or anything. Basically, they say, okay, we're going to jump. One of you is going to jump into the water in 30 degree water or something and get out. And then you're all going to build a fire and try to get yourself warm. And it's not who does it first or anything like that. It's the guide will watch all the couples during and he'll just kind of see how they do. And he'll determine who he think did the best. And nobody really wins. But then he goes to this old couple and he says, oh, this couple really showed some fortitude. You know, they really knew what they were doing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the old couple takes in all that feedback. And then they pick a couple to then go from this place to fly to their homestead and spend 24 hours at their homestead. And then while they're at their homestead, they're like, air quotes, judging their character to see if they want them to remain in the running. And if they deem them worthy to continue on, then they go back and they stay in the competition. If they don't, they immediately go back to the UK. Anyway, it's just, I mean, it's interesting and it's really beautiful because you're seeing Alaska, but it's, I don't like this gray area and the fact that it's basically just them going, you know, every turn is just them judging their fortitude. You know, there's nothing concrete about it at all. And, but the, on the plus side, I mean, it's quirky. It's British people. There's a couple of cute British guys. You see one of the British guys naked at one point, you know, that's always a plus side. I mean, just from the back, because, you know, we don't do full frontal nudity around here in the US. And you know, you get to see wildernessy stuff if you're interested in that kind of stuff. We haven't finished it yet, so I don't know who wins, air quotes, but I don't know. You know, it's just something to kind of fill the time while we're packing. And so I was watching that last night while Mark was doing a lot of packing. And then we had to go to bed fairly early because I had to get up at 6 to drive to St. Louis to get my hair cut. And it's been my first haircut since March 2nd or whenever it was that I got my hair cut. And so I got up early and got in the car. I downloaded a bunch of YouTube. I've been watching this. Some of you who watch YouTube a lot, I'm sure you've heard of them, but I've been watching since Bon Appetit is having all this drama because of the Black Lives Matter stuff. And the, I don't know, anybody who's watching Bon Appetit, you know, their editor in chief resigned over some brown face photo that was on Twitter. And they were all saying that he was toxic. And there was this whole thing that the Black Indigenous people of color were not being paid the same as the white video people that were on their channel. So bottom line is Bon Appetit is going through a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of like craziness. People are resigning. People are, you know, saying they're not going to go on video until all this is fixed, which I agree. They need to fix all of it. But the consequences of that are they're not putting out any videos right now. And Epicurious is a Bon Appetit brand. And Bon Appetit and Epicurious were two of the YouTube channels that Mark and I watch. That and the Try Guys, when we want to just watch, you know, we kind of want to veg out and watch something really light, like at the end of the evening or whatever. And so I've been watching, I had watched a few of these before, but, and they've been around for a really long time, but it's called, now I forget what it's called, dang it. It's called, I'm going to my YouTube right now. It's called Good Mythical Morning. It's Rhett and Link. And it's just, you know, light, fluffy. It's mostly competitions and mostly around food. So every day they'll, you know, I mean, silly things like Will It Oreo, which they take these things and try to make Oreos out of them. And they judge whether or not it will, you know, make a good Oreo. Or like today, the one I was watching earlier was they had different sugars and they blindfolded Rhett and Link and they had to guess what type of sugar it is and then rate it from least favorite to most favorite, you know, just silly things like that. And they have other things they do as well. But so I downloaded like 40 of those episodes. Each episode's about 15 minutes long. And so I drove up there while listening to Good Mythical Morning, and I didn't stop at all. I got breakfast first and then drove up there, got my hair cut, did all that. So I feel fresh and beautiful because I've got everything is new and freshly cut. My hair was getting really long, actually. And I was it was to the point where I was having to like put my bangs behind my ear because they were getting so long. And I was wearing a hat, you know, so much. So it didn't really matter, but now I can go without a hat again. And so I did that, but the whole process was super like, and it was good. I mean, I'm glad they're doing all this, but I had to drive in, call them when I got there, and then they checked to see if my stylist was ready for me. And then she was, and so then I could go in. When I went in, they took my temperature. And I was nervous. I was like, oh my God, what if I have a fever or something? You know, I haven't had a haircut since March. What? I mean, I'm not sick, but I worry about things. I'm a pessimist. You know, I'm like, what if I suddenly develop a fever? But it wasn't. I was 97.6. So I was under temperature, actually. So they take your temperature. Then I had to fill out this form, kind of telling them I haven't had any symptoms in the past 14 days. I haven't been around anyone who's had COVID. Yada, 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 yada. I had to sign it, all that. Then they gave me a fresh mask, had me use hand sanitizer. Even the pens that you wrote with, they had a container for fresh pens and used pens, and they were sanitizing the pens between use. And then I went back to my stylist, and then they had, everything was disposable. So the gown's disposable, the towels that you wipe your hand on are disposable, like all of this stuff. And so did that, and then I didn't even, at the end when I needed to pay, I went out to my car and called them and gave them my credit card information over the phone. So I didn't even pay with them. And they could only have 12 people in the entire building at any given time. It's funny, my stylist said she was making more money on unemployment than she's making now that she's gone back. And so I tipped her really well. I tipped her $30. So anyway, then I drove home and now we're doing that dregs packing. We packed two TVs. And the movers are coming at 8 in the morning. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.